From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up on the show, looking to penguins for family values, but first...
Good morning, everyone. The base closure and realignment commission hearing come to order.
The Federal Commission considering military base closings met again today and said that the Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota, that's the state's second largest employer and the home to one of the nation's fleets of B-1 bombers, that Ellsworth will not be closed. The news is met with glee in South Dakota. In fact, in almost every case, news of a base being spared by the commission has been welcome news for residents of the base's hometown. But that is not the case in San Diego, where leaders are cheering the Navy's potential departure from one facility. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
San Diego is home to one of the nation's biggest concentrations of military bases, and civic leaders hope to keep it that way. More than 2 years ago, business and political leaders began lobbying to keep local bases off the closure list, including Camp Pendleton, Miramar, and the Marine Corps Recruit Depot. But when the Base Closing Commission independently suggested closing the Navy's Broadway complex in downtown San Diego, local leaders did not object. In fact, they welcomed the idea of turning the bland 1920s office complex into something more valuable, like high-rise hotels. The Broadway complex sits on 16 acres of prime waterfront real estate, just blocks from the downtown convention center. If the 1,100 Navy workers on the site could be relocated, or maybe just squeezed into a smaller space, Eric Bruvold, the city's Economic Development Corporation, says the parcel could be transformed into a new civic attraction.
Really to create something here in San Diego that we haven't had, I'm not sure ever, and that's really a bayfront that the people of San Diego can really enjoy in a way to bring us, if you will, really back to the water.
This week, the Base Closure Commission voted tentatively to close the Broadway complex in 2007 in hopes that deadline would encourage a redevelopment deal in the meantime. San Diego's willingness to trade this small military complex for something more valuable represents the exception in this community, not the rule. City leaders were dead set against closing the Miramar Marine Air Station, for example, even though the vast, centrally located airfield might be worth more as a replacement for the city's tiny, outdated civilian airport. Marnie Cox is an economist with the regional planning agency, SANDAG.
There's probably no better economic driver built in regions than airports. They are significant, to the extent of 4 or 5 times greater value to the region here than what the military currently provides.
San Diego's strategy towards base closings was shaped as much by culture as economics. As UC San Diego historian Abe Schrag notes, this region began cultivating the military as an economic engine more than 100 years ago. And while the economy today is much more diverse than it once was, cultural ties to the military still run deep.
Don't discount the emotional side. It's important. People, as much as they might dislike the problems with the current airport or some of the problems that emanate from Miramar, the noise of the helicopters and the fighters and such, this is a part of our way of life here, and people are not anxious to have that tampered with.
The Broadway complex, on the other hand, holds a much smaller place in the city's heart. So there, at least, civic leaders were willing to let economics carry the day. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.